Hi, I'm Jim, your host for the Stuff You Missed podcast. We can be found on Facebook. Just search for Stuff You Missed and like our page. Okay, let's get started. Yesterday's idiot in the news is Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly. As much as I'm trying to keep the podcast as nonpartisan as possible, I'm simply unable to ignore his exercise in stupidity. But first, a little backstory. Wisconsin had postponed its primary election until June, but had this decision overturned recently. So in the midst of this pandemic and the associated stay-at-home order within the state, its citizens were forced to stand in line to vote or risk not voting at all. In Milwaukee, a city with 180 polling stations under normal circumstances, a total of 5 polling stations were open. And in one of the polling stations stood Mr. Robin Voss, telling the public that there was little risk in coming to the polls. But he stood there in full PPE, including a mask, suit, and gloves. Mr. Voss was a face shield away from being mistaken as an ICU nurse. So, to summarize, it was completely safe to stand in line to vote as long as you wore this appropriate PPE. Now, in other sporting news, the NFL is pushing ahead with the 2020 draft later this month. Fortunately, they've decided not to have everyone convene in Las Vegas for this 3-day event. Instead, all teams will conduct their businesses remotely. Now, I don't have accurate reporting on this yet, but I'm assuming all the teams will be practicing safe distancing in each and every war room. Then again, I'm not certain I can count on that. When the NFL initially announced that they were not moving the draft to later in the spring, they also informed the owners that any dissent regarding this decision would be met with harsh punishments. Now, I'm pretty sure the teams can conduct their business and practice safe distancing, but I fail to see how it's possible under the current draft rules. Because each pick is timed, working apart from one another will add to the time it takes to make each selection. And let's not even begin to talk about possible draft day deals. These take time as well. Now, on a lighter note, I ran across a fantastic meme on Facebook yesterday that I'd like to share with you. It goes something like this. If your essential employer isn't giving you some extra money, you are not essential. They made you expendable. I want to thank one of my former coworkers for sharing that. So thanks for listening to the Stuff You Missed podcast. Like us on Facebook. Thanks.